And now this is a dictation for Janes, J-A-N-A-C-E, Miser, M-I-Z-E-R, January 444. Addresses a letter to Dr. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, 629-8145. Dear Dr. Nelson, a follow-up for Mrs. Miser with chronic kidney disease, last visit November. She was admitted at Midland, apparently with heart attack. However, she told me that there was no testing, no cardiac cath, no stress testing, no procedures, taking same medications. She couldn't come in person. We did a phone visit. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination. Presently, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, nor orthopnea PND. Has not used any oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Prior use of Aldactone and Entresto has been discontinued. Prior EGD has shown some AV malformations. Apparently, blood transfusion was given. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Coric. Cholesterol treatment, iron replacement, a number of vitamins. At home, weight 178 and blood pressure 160-174. She's able to speak in full sentences. No evidence of expressive aphasia dysarthria. The most recent chemistries. From April. Creatinine 1.45, which is better than recent admission to the hospital. It was as high as 2.48. She is back to her baseline. A normal sodium potassium acid base, present GFR 36, a normal calcium, hemoglobin 12.1 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. There is a normal ferritin, high iron saturation 52. She received blood transfusion early April. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute and chronic renal failure. Question, heart attack, presently off Entresto and Aldactone. Blood pressure at home remains high, needs to be rechecked and medications adjusted. Blood transfusion, AV malformation on stomach EGD. No indication for dialysis. She has prior aortic valve replacement, TAVR. She has extensive atherosclerosis with previously documented stenting right femoral artery and stenosis superior mesenteric artery. Previous ejection fraction relatively low, upper 40s. renal artery stenosis with prior documented area of infarct or embolism. Encouraged to come in person next time. We'll follow chemistries. Come back on the next 4-6 months or early as needed.